Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
Round 20.
Oh.
Kicks off Thursday night with the Cowboys taking on the Broncos and is ended with the Super Sunday.
It's 21. Round 21.
Round 21, I beg your pardon.
There's only five to go.
Super Sunday sees the top four teams taking on one another. You've got the Storm and the Bunnies playing up on the Central Coast. And you've got the Roosters and the Raiders playing in Canberra. It's going to be an outstanding week of footy. But we need to start with your Panthers, MG.
I think, Liam, there's only one game that hasn't got a bearing on the eight.
And that's the Dragons-Titans.
Yep.
But this weekend, your Panthers, James Maloney facing a tripping charge off the back of their loss to the Bulldogs last weekend. They take on the Sharks, Panther Stadium on Friday night.
Must win.
But MG, explain this to me. If James Maloney fails to have this tripping charge overturned, who is going to play 5-8?
That's a good question because Jerome Luai is out with an eye injury. I think he got an accidental poke in the eye from Dylan Napa.
Yep.
A couple of young blokes in Canterbury Cup, Dean Blaw. Who's a fantastic half. Matt Burton, a young bloke who I think he's from Country Parks, who played New South Wales under 20s.
Right.
One door closes, usually another door opens. Ask Jerome Luai that last year when these boys were playing Origin, our halves. So, look, I've got no doubt that either Dean Blore or Matty Burton could do the job. They could also maybe put someone else as a stopgap in there.
It's fair to say the judiciary hearing tonight for James Maloney is season-defining for the Panthers.
Yeah, oh, look.
Because you're playing the seventh-place Sharks, a team that you need to beat to not only improve your chances of playing finals, but to damage theirs, because they're one of the teams you're competing for a spot in the eight against.
Especially after last weekend's loss against the Doggies.
Yeah.
That was crucial. And I said on this very show that if Penrith don't beat the Dogs, well, their semi-final chances are in doubt.
Mm.
Well, this game on the weekend on Friday night against the Sharks becomes a must-win.
Yep.
And without James Maloney, but Billy Kickout is back, which I'm happy for. I think the Panthers will come out breathing a bit of fire, to be honest.
All right. Very quickly, a couple of other team changes we need to make note of. Matt Moylan out for the Sharks of that game, MG, which has an impact for Sam Burgess, who's at the judiciary tonight as well.
Mm.
He's pled guilty, but he's trying to have his charge downgraded for that careless high tackle on Matt Moylan in the loss to the Sharks last weekend. Do you think he gets off? Do you think he'll get that charge downgraded?
I watched it. He got him. The timing was out, but the ball did hit the top. His arm did hit the top of the ball first. I don't know. Look, probably not. Probably not. No.
Okay. And lastly, Jai Arrow returns for the Gold Coast Titans in that game.
The king is home.
It's all about respect. And speaking of which, Jai Arrow is one of those only three players that Gus Gould said the Titans need to bother keep.
Who are the other two?
AJ Brimson.
Yep.
And Fotuaika.
Okay, here the big front row.
He said, everyone else, there's the door. Don't let it hit your ass on the way out. So up next, MG.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make you pick three players from every Sydney team that you would keep if the ship was going down.
Okay.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.